Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Good morning, welcome to Irish Community Radio. On Radio Access 106.1 FM. You can also find this show on podcast.capitalirish.org.nz. This show and the last probably couple of months worth of shows, I think, are up there. And also check out our Facebook page. My name is Andrew Kerr. I'm hosting things today. I'll start off and just say thank you to our sponsors, which include Butler's Irish Chocolate, the Wellington Irish Trust, Hutt Valley Irish Society, and finally Peter and Susie McGuinness. Right, so we'll kick off with our first song of the day. We'll start with a song by Mr. Moore. This is Viva la Quinta Brigada, which is about Irish involvement in the Spanish Civil War, what became known as the Connolly Column. So Christy Moore from 1984's album, Right On.
And 10 years before I saw the light of morn, a conquered ship of heroes was laid. From every corner of the world came sailors, the 15th International Brigade. They came to stand beside the Spanish people, to try and stem the rising fascist tide. Franco's allies were the powerful and wealthy. Frank Ryan's men came from the other side. Even the olives were bleeding as the battle for Madrid had thundered on. Truth and love against the force of evil. Brotherhood against the fascist love. Viva la Quinta Brigada. No pass around the pledge that made him fun. Adelante is the crier of the hillside. Let us remember them. Bob Hillard was the Church of Ireland pastor. From Killarney across the Pyrenees he came. From there he came, a brave young Christian brother. Side by side they fought him down in Spain. And Tommy Woods at 17 died in Cordoba. But to Vienna he learned to hold a gun. From Dublin to the Via del Rio, where he fought and died beneath the Spanish sun. Viva la Quinta Brigada. No pass around the pledge that made him fight. Adelante is the crier of the hillside. Let us remember that. When the Irishman heard the call of Franco, joined Hitler and Mussolini too. A propaganda from the pulpit and newspaper had dug a field to gather on his crew. And the word came from the church support the Nazi. Then at last they failed again. The bishops blessed the blue shirts down in Galway as they sailed beneath the swastika to Spain. Viva la Quinta Brigada. No pass around the pledge that made him fight. Adamante is a crier of the hillside. Let us remember them. And this song is a tribute to Frank Ryan. It's Conway and Vinnie Cody too. Peter Daly, Charlie Regan and Hugh Bonner.
So many died and but never fear. Danny Boyle, Lesa Brown and Charlie Dunphy, Lynn Tomlinson and Jim Sweeney from Short Strand, Jack Nelty, Tommy Beck and Frank Conroy, Jim Foley, Tony Fox and Dick O'Neill.
Viva la Quinta Brigada, no pass around the connection in fun. And the left day is the crier of the hillside. Let us remember them tonight. Viva la Quinta Brigada, let us remember them tonight. Viva la Quinta Brigada, let us remember them.
So that was Christy Moore, Viva la Quinta Brigada from 1984, Ride On. Next couple of songs, I'm going to pay tribute to Cathal Coughlan, who passed away about 2 weeks ago. Cathal was well known in a number of guises. Probably in the 1980s, he had a band called Micro Disney, formed out of Cork, with Sean O'Hagan. One of their albums reached number one in the UK indie charts, and they stayed together until 1988. And that was followed by a stint with a band called Fatima Mansions, which is the first song we're going to look at. A bit more aggressive than his previous band, Micro Disney. But this is the Fatima Mansions, and Only Losers Take the Bus.
Cathal Coughlan and the Fatima Mansions. This is the first airing anywhere of a new song, filmed by Snub in an appropriately religious setting.
I'm not stupid. I'm a man.
It almost a roar.
Drive through
Coughlin and one of his bands, the Fatima Mansions. After the Fatima Mansions broke up in 1995, and they had a hell of a live show. I saw them a couple of times in Dublin in the early 90s. Kyle Coughlin, he'd kind of dipped in and out of the music business, mostly solo material. His probably most well-received album is a title track that we're going to listen to now. The song is called The Song of Coughlin by Kyle Coughlin.
Hamster live stream on the high definition. Boil hamster quite soon for a feast you impart. Deep frying some shelves, updating their profile. Dig tunnel by night to places of safety. We'll make a video call when ceilings are falling. Paris still in India, the rent was fixed it for me.
Kyle Coughlin passed away 18th of May just recently. He'd actually just released a new album under the name of Telefiche, which was a duo that he formed earlier this year with producer Jackknife Lee. Okay, on to our next piece of music. A bit more traditional now, to pull at the heartstrings. Here we've got Ilan Piper, Blackie O'Connell, along with Cyril O'Donoghue on bouzouki. This is from the debut album in 2014, which is called Friar's Green. This is a couple of tunes. First tune is called King of the Pipers. Second tune is Spike Island Lassies. This is from 2016, and I think they were playing this on the side of the streets of Ennis, if you look up the recording on YouTube. So, Blackie O'Connell and Cyril O'Donoghue. Blackie O'Connell on the Ilan Pipes and Cyril O'Donoghue on the Bouzouki doing King of the Pipers and Spike Island Lassies. Next little piece of art for you to listen to is a wee joke from the legend that was Eamon Kelly. And this is Eamon Kelly telling St. Brendan.
A fierce argument cropped up in our house one night between Betty O'Brien and Canine Casey, a thin, wiry little fella, as to how long it was since the first Irishman set foot in America. Weren't they short taken for a topic of conversation? I can answer that question, says Betty O'Brien, a man of huge proportions and an historian to boot. The first Irishman to set foot in America was St. Brendan the Navigator, for it was he discovered America. although he kept his mouth shut about it. How long ago would that be so, says Casey, since the first Irishman set foot in America? I can answer that too, says O'Brien. For Sam Brendan was born in Feenit in the County Kerry about the year 500 AD, and he died in Annacoon in the County Galway about 580. We'll take it now that he did his navigating in his prime, say between the years 525 and 540. Add all that up and take it from the year we're living in, and it will bring you to within a hen's kick of 1400 years since the first Irishman set foot in America. Is that all you know, says Casey? Irish people were going to America before that. Can you prove it, says O'Brien? Oh, indeed, says Casey, I can prove it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have drawn it down. My own granduncle, Ted Flor, he was going to America after the famine in a sailing vessel they were, and they were becalmed one evening late about 200 miles out from the coast of the County Clare, so they threw out the anchor and they went to bed for the night. What did they want up for? In the morning there was a nice breeze blowing and they pulled in the anchor, and what was caught onto the hook of it but the wheel of a horse car? And what does that prove, says O'Brien? It proves, says Casey, that Irish people were going to America by road before the flood.
Wonderful, Eamon Kelly. Well, a little something to think about. Hope you're all getting your tickets sorted out for the upcoming All Black games. All Blacks playing the Maori All Blacks on the 12th, I think it is. Tickets are still available, according to Marion. Maybe Marion's selling them. Maybe she's going into a business. Yeah, there's tickets still available, but they're selling fast. So I got the Maori All Blacks on the 12th, I think it is, and then the full test on that following Saturday, which is the 16th. Okay, that's almost it from me today. I'd like to thank Marion in the booth and Ray, trusty sidekick. Thanks again to our sponsors, Butlers, the Wellington Irish Trust, Hutt Valley Irish Society, and the McGuinnesses. And I've been your host today, Andrew Kerr. You can catch this and other shows up on podcast.capitalirish.nz. Keep an eye on our Facebook page. And obviously this is going out on Radio Access, 106.1 FM. Last track from me is one of the bright young talents of the trad scene, Derry Farrell is his name, great bouzouki player. He worked as an electrician for 10 years before he got into music full time. This is him doing a song called Craig and White Hair, which is about a bunch of fellas running around after a big rabbit in Craigan. And this was first recorded actually in 1944. So leave you with Derry Farrell, Craig and White Hair. Have a great day. So long, flow.
In the lowlands of Craig and there lives a white hare, and swift lands to swallow that flies through the air. You may trap the world over, but none to compare to the pride of old Craig and that funny white hair. One clear autumn morning, as you will suppose, old Ring Golden Sun o'er the green mountain rose, Barney Conway came down and he did declare, this day I'll put an end to the funny white hair. So he searched through the lowlands and down through the glens, all among the wild ditches where the white hair did ends, till at last coming down over the heather so fair, from behind the wild thistle out she jumps the white hair. Bang, bang went his guns and his dogs he slipped to, as swift as the wind o'er the green mountain flew. But his dog soon came back and it made Barney sigh, for he knew that the white hare had bidden goodbye. And we're some jolly sportsmen down here from Pomroy, from Cookstown, Dungannon, and likewise Des Moines. With our pedigree greyhounds, we travel from far, and we've come down to Craigan in our fine motor car. Oh, well, into the lowlands these huntsmen did go, in search of the white hare they'd look high and low, till at last Barney Conway from a bog bank so rare shouted out to the huntsmen, "There lies the white hare." So they called up their greyhounds from off the green lea, Barney and the huntsmen all jumped with glee. It was there on the bog bank all gathered around, seven dogs and nine men did that poor hare surround. Oh, no wonder that white hare did tremble with fear, as she stood on her hind legs she would raise her big ears. As she stood on her hind legs with one gallant spring, she jumped over the greyhounds and broke through the ring. Well, that chase it went on, it was a beautiful view, the stiff lands going north, the green mountain flew. But those pedigree greyhounds, they didn't run far. I came back and went home in their fine motor car. Then there came another man, and you all know him well. His name was Mick Kelly with the bonny black bell. Home in search of the white hare, today I'll have fun. I'll bet 50-1 my black bell will her turn. Five turns the hare got in from bunny black bell, and the sixth one was given around Gian Haughey's well. It was there we lost sight of the hare and the dog, and then 10 minutes later came more the black ball. Well, that chase it went on, it was great for to see, the white hare and the black dog both their own light and free. Till she travelled to Escar, where she knew the lands well, and to Bonnie Black Bella there soon.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.